In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, November 23rd. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, and thanks for joining us today. Let's begin with new overtime rules that were supposed to go into effect on December 1st. They would have expanded time and a half overtime pay to millions of American workers, but late yesterday, a U.S. District Court judge in Texas blocked the regulations. He said the Obama administration overreached by raising the overtime limit so far. Now, some business groups cheered the ruling. Others had already started laying groundwork for the change. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has more.
Leslie Brock runs a small nonprofit, Donate Life Northwest, in Portland, Oregon, that manages organ donations for the state. She has 9 employees and was ready to reclassify 5 of them and start paying them overtime. But now...
we are thinking that we might actually hold off on making some of those status changes. It does help us save some administrative costs, and it saves the staff who would have been affected having to track all of their hours and make their schedules so that they stay within that 40-hour work week.
Still, it's important to point out, this is a preliminary injunction. It can be appealed. The final decision in the case could uphold the new overtime rules. And those rules could go into effect on short notice, says Leslie Chonka at the national HR firm Mercer. She says even if the clock runs out on any Obama administration appeals, many employers have already made promises of higher pay and better hours to their workers.
For those that have already started communicating, this will be kind of difficult to reel back and tell employees they're not going to be eligible for overtime after all, or that they won't get a salary increase.
And whatever happens with the court case, Chris Owens at the Progressive National Employment Law Project says the overtime rules might be hard to reel back politically.
It actually was going to help middle-class workers get a raise. And I have a hard time imagining that the new president is going to want to take that raise away.
But the businesses and state governments that pushed for the injunction say the new overtime rules should be scrapped because they're too costly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.